You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us to sea in search of the Flying Dutchman.
Among all of the various types of folklore and legend, there is perhaps none more rich and colorful than those that originate within the beginnings of epic sea voyages. There is a particularly remarkable legend that springs from the mysteries of the sea, that of the legendary Flying Dutchman, the ghost ship that has been quite well known to the mariners of at least three centuries. It is doomed to travel the waters of the world for eternity and can never dock at any port. Aboard it are the souls of lost sailors. From at least the 17th century onward, this legend has continued to be repeated, spread widely throughout the age of exploration and discovery, the age of pirates, and even into the age of modern ocean-going vessels. To be aboard a ship and catch even a glimpse of this ghost ship of legend is said to be a harbinger of great doom, a sign of death, and a warning to turn back. While the legend was popularized for the current generation by movies such as the Pirates of the Caribbean series, the Flying Dutchman seems to have first appeared as a tale in 18th century chronicles of sea travelers who make reference to it in their travel logs. In A Voyage to Botany Bay by George Barrington, the writer tells of a superstition among sailors as they recounted the tale of a Dutch man of war once lost off the Cape of Good Hope at the Horn of Africa. Barrington relates that, quote, "The story of the Dutchman spread like wildfire among the sailors," end quote, and that there are, quote, "many who pretend or claim to have seen it," end quote. Perhaps the next literary reference of particular note comes from Sir Walter Scott in the late 18th century, who refers specifically to the Flying Dutchman as a pirate ship. In his poetry, Scott related that it was once a vessel bearing great stolen wealth, and that to see it was considered the most terrible of omens. One witness was the Prince of Wales, the future King George V of England, who reported a sighting in a ship's log while on a 3-year journey around the world. Off the coast of Australia in 1881, the prince and crew were aboard the HMS Inconstant, an ironclad vessel built in 1860 for use of the royal family. Reportedly, many aboard the Inconstant, including the young prince, spotted the infamous ghost ship and described it thus in a ship's record. Quote, "A strange red light as of a phantom ship aglow, 13 persons in all, saw her cross our bow." What explains the legend of the Flying Dutchman can best be placed in the context of seagoing superstition, as well as scientific explanations of optical illusions created by just the right atmospheric and oceanographic conditions. To be sure, there has always been much superstition among sailors, because they undertake long journeys under grueling conditions, as well as facing the ever-present danger of being at the mercy of natural forces, over which man can exert no control at all. So the root of the legend of the Flying Dutchman may rest solely in the folklore that man develops to address his fears. Another explanation may be that men aboard certain ships through the centuries have seen something. Something that may result from an optical illusion created by rays of light striking the water and illuminating a ship as a kind of reflection of itself, visible under just the right conditions. Regardless, the legend of the ghost ship will never lose its appeal. As Henry Wadsworth Longfellow once wrote, quote, "Would you learn the secrets of the sea? Only those who brave its dangers understand its mystery."
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.